Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in to your new Jackrabbit Illustrated B-Team spinoff show.
Scared money don't make money.
That's right, folks. Scared money don't make money. The spinoff show from the B-Team with Ben and Brendan making their picks against the spread just like old times, with the addition of Alex Kinkle and his computer model that is featured weekly on jackrabbitillustrated.com. As usual, the B-Team and all Jackrabbit Illustrated podcasts are live on the Jackrabbit Illustrated Facebook and Twitter pages, along with being live on the SDS Fans Nation YouTube channel. Also, if you don't catch us live, be sure to tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, or any major podcast outlet in between. As always, the B-Team is brought to you by our title sponsor, Kubota Dealers of South Dakota. If you need a tractor, utility vehicle, construction equipment, zero-turn motors, parts, service, and more, there's always a Kubota dealer near you with 8 locations across the great state of South Dakota. Stop in today and get yourself into some orange equipment. And we would also like to thank our segment sponsor, Cubby's Sports Bar and Grill in downtown Brookings. If the Jacks are out of town and you need a place to watch them, head on down and get some Chislic cheese curds, beer, and burgers. And now, without further ado, scared money don't make money. All right, we are back, B-Team Mafia. As always, it's Ben, Alex, and myself here for Scared Money Don't Make. Are you sitting on a squeaky toy?
My dog dropped a ball under my foot. I'm sorry. Great start.
Hey, man, your connection looks pristine, though. You got that one for you.
Yeah, I mean,
I got it ironed out.
The way it blurs out your head is so funny.
Because it's blurring out his hat.
My hat's backwards. Right. I didn't want to do a free promotion, but I guess there you go. My buddy Troy Daly. That and this hat's old and dirty and sweaty. That's why my hat was backwards. But nice. There you go, Troy. On the very off chance you're watching, you're getting some free promotion tonight.
Good deal. speaking of free promotion, thanks to all our sponsors that Brendan mentioned in the intro. Thanks to Cubby's, Kubota, Culver's, everybody, and the Jackrabbit Central, the bookstore. Thank you for that. Do you want to get right into the JIAI segment, or should we wait a bit? I feel like we should wait a bit until people get watching.
You and the turd in your pocket came up with this plan and then said it was we. So I think this is your whenever the hell you want to do it, you know, maybe surprise us.
I'll surprise you. We'll do it a little bit later.
Halftime break, you know.
Right. Yeah. You know what's funny about that squeaking, Alex, is I was sitting on this chair in my wife's office here going we're both in wife offices.
Right.
And the thing with My damn chair squeaks, so I got to be careful when I move. And I was thinking about how I need to oil it, and then it comes on, and I hear your dog toy squeaking. And I thought it was my chair for a second.
You're good. All right. So to recap the picks from last week, I went 4-4. Brendan went 5-3. The computer went 6-2. I'm an awful 28-36-2. Brendan's 32-32-2. The computer is 32-23-2. So if you're looking to bet actual money on this, you know who to follow, and it's not,
you know, for the record,
definitely not me.
I feel like we're getting a little shafted in how we look compared to the computer, because the computer has less games, which I'm assuming is because it had less early season games on it.
Yeah, but I didn't run any of the non-conference games.
Yeah, so I think we'd have had an advantage there, because early in the season is when computers get better as the season goes along.
That's true.
So I think the numbers are skewed to defend ourselves a little bit here.
You're probably not wrong, but
I'm attacking Alex's model. Is what I'm doing.
It's fine. He doesn't have feelings. You can say whatever you want about it.
We'll see if we can get a little better this week. We are starting off with the Rev's request.
Of me sending him his shorts?
Not that.
I still have them. I looked at them today when I put away laundry, and I was like, oh, shit, I got to send these back.
Different.
He commented asking Brennan's wife to send his shorts back. So the Rev did ask us to pick Tarleton at UCA, I assume, because it's a big game in the United Athletic Conference. If you are interested in that conference and want to know more about it, go watch the Revs show. It is on the Fans Nation YouTube channel, and it's on Tuesday nights, as to not overlap with our stuff. So if you're bored on Tuesdays, go watch the Rev. But Alex, you ran the numbers on this game. What do you got for Tarleton at UCA?
Were you able to find Five of Dimes, or were you flying okay tonight?
Let's address that. Five Dimes is dragging their feet. They don't have lines out yet. So our best option is to use the Reddit FCS lines. And sure, they have a model that follows the sportsbook pretty closely. I haven't compared once the lines come out, but those guys do a pretty good job. He showed me kind of the inner workings of his model, and it looks pretty good. So that model shows UCA by 13.5 with a total of 59.
Yep, and I can vouch for that a little bit too. I'm fairly active on there. It's not hard to figure out who I am on there. I have links to all my IRL stuff. Anyhow, so 13.5, the model is going to take Tarleton because the model has this UCA by 11.5. I disagree. I like UCA in the points here. Tarleton's having a really good bounce back year. They're playing some good football. But that Central Arkansas offense is just unreal. I mean, between Powell and McElvain and Hale, I mean, they can put up points and in a hurry. They gave up some points to NDSU, but that's obviously a lot tougher caliber opponent than they're seeing. I don't want to offend anyone. Most weeks, I'd say, in the UCA – or the UCA, UAC. There's obviously some good teams in the UAC, but – yeah, I think UCA wins this one big, and that's how this got brought up. For anyone that didn't know, I hopped on Dustin's show last night. It was a good time, and I said that in the comments. He said, well, what's your computer say? I said, I don't know. Let's talk about it tomorrow night.
There you go. No, Dakota Mayhem, a new segment does not mean more time. We are still going to do this within a half hour.
You brought
Brendan, how do you feel? How do you feel about this line? Well, UCA by 13.5.
First off, Rev himself can read between the lines over that Brewers comment, and then I'm going to burn his shorts. Second off, I'm going to take Central Arkansas because they don't seem to be blowing teams away. So I'm not taking UCA. I'm going to take Tarleton. Tarleton. I always call him Tarleton, even though I hate Tarleton. That team.
It does feel like you should enunciate the E. Like, you can't just leave it behind. Why they put like it?
It's in there for no reason, because you're right. Not saying Tarleton. But I don't know. Down south, they do goofy shit anyways. So
yeah.
I'm gonna take the assholes who jump away from games because they're cowards. So we're gonna take the cowards. I mean, Texans. What's the difference? Whatever. I'll take the points.
As bad as I need to gain picks on you, I do think Tarleton keeps it close enough. 13.5 is too much. I will take them to cover 13.5. Next game we got what leaked?
All right.
Dallas sent
to the Google machine.
Say sent me something like that at the start of the year. Is there something that happened since we went live in the last 10 minutes?
Tanner's Twitter post.
It was like back in August.
Oh, okay. Keen eye on that. Yeah, those are blue face masks on the blue helmets.
Like now he sent it?
No, it's here. I'll just share my screen here. Just give me
two. Oh, no, yeah.
This is great. This is great.
He did just tweet it out an hour ago.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even notice that. I like that post even.
Check that out. If you're looking close, those are different helmets. See, the B Team Mafia, man, they are on Keen top of eye. Stuff. Keen eye.
So
you don't.
For those that can't see right now, XD posted and said, do we see the new leaked blue mask and blue helmets on Tanner's Twitter post? And it does look like we have some blue face masks, which are sweet.
That sure does. And
the
you
last
know what?
Play is blue instead of yellow. Another minor detail.
Wait, but we have. Yeah. We already have blue face masks on the white helmet.
They probably just
right. So all they had to do was swap them.
Swapped them. Mm-hmm. But it's a good look.
Cool look.
I like it. It's a good combo.
Especially if you're going all if they're going all blues, I'm going to surprise everybody.
Ooh, maybe a little leak there. Hey. We'll see. Anyway, we don't have time for this. We got to get to the next pick.
We got plenty of time, Ben. You added an extra segment. Number this is a 50-60 minute show now.
I didn't plan on this. Number two, Montana State going to number seven, Idaho. Huge game in the Big Sky. Huge game in the FCS. Idaho needing a bounce back after losing to Montana. Montana State is favored by 5.5 with a total of 60.5. Alex.
Model says Montana by five, Montana State by five exactly. So it's going to take the Vandals. I disagree. Chris Hammond just put in the Fans Nation group chat today about Idaho's going to be missing a bunch of linemen. That's not something you want to do when you're playing the Cats. I think they're going to. I love Kochak. I like what he's doing in Idaho. Bobcats by 10.
Yeah. I'm with you, Alex. You know, yeah, that was brought up in the FN chat that they're down three starting O linemen, a lot of young players starting, which is great news for them for the future, but not playing Montana State. The fact that it is in that dome might keep it closer. I don't like what I saw from McCoy in the Montana game, just with the amount of he tried to do too much. Too often and put him in a hole that buried him. So I am absolutely taking Montana State in this one. If they don't win, honestly, if they don't win by two touchdowns, that'd be amazing. Also, Duffy's comment says, I'm not Chad and I closed the window to that site. That's not safe for work. That's because I'm a professional.
Smart. Smart. Ariel.
Better because I can see his face.
Ariel, I need Ariel set up that we're having the computer go last now. Some Ben doesn't cheat.
She makes a good
help
point.
I can get.
She makes a good point. Stop at Alex. You don't talk until Ben picks his stuff.
Okay.
I might do better. The problem I have gone wrong by listening to the model and you, and then changing my pick.
Sure. Right.
And it's so screw it's you guys. I'll go first if you want me to.
It's the model that's like 12 games over 500. That's whose fault it is, not you. 10 games under.
Whatever, man. All right. Let's see. So the model, Brendan picked Montana State. Did the model go with Montana State or Idaho?
No, don't tell him.
I don't remember. This is for documentation.
You
don't get
to know. You tell him after.
Whatever. I'm taking Montana State regardless. I think this is an easy line. I think that this is something that you should actually go bet on. Again, don't take my advice. But
computer was taking the Vandals.
They did?
It's Montana by five.
So oh, God.
Alexa, shut up. Computer, stop. I will smash you with a hammer. Sweet Jesus in heaven, you will be parts.
All right. Anyway,
I will murder you.
Maybe since Brennan and I took Montana State, the computer took Idaho. Don't take Montana State. However, I feel like we're right here. Then we've got into the Valley games. We've got Indiana State going to number 13, UND. Another team needing a bounce back after an awful showing against UNI. And they're favored by 24. However, they are at home. We know they play much better at home than they do away. And I think Indiana State is the same. I'm going to take UND in a big bounce back win here. See, I picked first. Suck it. Alex, what does the computer say?
Computer says UND by 24.9, but you didn't tell us what the line is.
I did. I said UND by 24.
Oh. Being that petty, he's not going to tell the line because right. We don't give the computer.
Also, is there – who's echoing?
Computer. Stop.
Ariel said, oh, that echo. I thought you were saying one of us was echoing.
That's the problem. We have the picking. The model is picking. And Ariel has named the Alexa in here.
That
computer.
Computer, shut up. Yes, that's what's getting us. Computer, shut up.
Well, stop saying that word.
No.
All right.
Trying to make sure it's not going to start screaming again.
Alex, what do you got?
The model says UND by 25, so it will take the F and Hawks here. I agree. Cade Chambers left the South Dakota game. You can't really say it's been day and night with and without Cade Chambers, but they've been worse and worser with and without him. So in the Alaire, especially with no Cade Chambers, I agree with that. Hawks are going to roll.
What do you got, Brendan?
Who are they playing? I wasn't paying. I was busy.
Oh, my God. Indiana State. Attack. Oh, UND Indiana, by 24 State over Indiana State.
Give me the undies on that one.
Well, this is boring. We've picked all the same so far. All right.
Keep maintaining a lead, Ben.
Since it's so boring, we're going to debut the new segment called JIAI, which
great could there video, be as Chad a, said.
Could there be a catchier name? It's not going to be great radio. So if you are interested in you're really going to break that thing, aren't you, Brendan? If you're interested in seeing what this is, you're just going to have to go and watch the video after the fact. Let me go ahead and share.
While you're farting around trying to do that, computer, I need to buy a new Echo. No power, no talkie.
All right. I'm going to do... I'm not sure why I can't share my presentation. Oh, there it is. Found it. Oh.
ST Ruggles. Ben, captain of the USS Struggles here. Good God.
Shut it. Got it. Here we go.
Oh, right, loading. Awesome.
Oh, yeah. Can you guys see this?
Did you make this in PowerPoint?
It says JIAI. Yeah. Can you see it?
People said that the GI flags look like JIs and shit.
This is an open case.
What the hell is this?
All right.
What are we doing?
Graphic design is my passion.
I'll choose a different font next time. Moving on. First, I wanted to see. I input some. Great. So, just so everyone knows, this is text to image. So, I did not feed it any images at all. I just typed things, and it gave me images. So what I first did was wanted it to see what it would show, like what Brendan would look like as an AI generator. Oh no, not first. First,
it's nothing.
Ryan Jensen had a Terminator Jackrabbit, and I just thought they were cool, so I had to create a couple. These are cool. This one says Sack Rabbits, which it was an accident, which it's awesome, like for the D-line chain gang Sack Rabbits.
Yes.
So I was excited about that. Had to show that. But then I think the next one is I asked it to show what Brendan looked like. And this is scarily accurate that it kind of looks like you.
That bothers me. I got to hold on. I got to make this full screen. That is it sort of has the beard.
I know.
By the end of the season, I might be fairly close to that.
And your pinky is super strong holding that mug of coffee or mug of milk. I told it that you liked milk a lot. So here's another one. With a mug of milk on the podcast.
That looks like if Stone Cold Steve Austin and I had a baby and then it was 50.
Here's the last one, a cartoon
what
version.
What is that?
Still.
There's a cigarette coming out of the top of that thing?
I don't know, but I love that the shirt says Jackass. And I did not tell it to say that. So that's good. Then I wanted it to figure out what Alex looked like, and so I typed in that, and here's what it came back with. Connection error. It must know that you don't have good internet, Alex, so sorry about that. I had me drinking a red beer. Doesn't really look like me at all, but anyway.
No, the handlebar. Why didn't you type in like Ben Pearson as Charlie Chaplin?
I think he did.
No,
anyway,
no, he did.
Not have a handlebar mustache.
Moving on.
You're wrong guy.
Then, so going forward, I think unless I come up with some other fun stuff for like images of us, I'm going to preview the matchup coming up. And so we've got a nice rabbit winning a boxing match against the coyote. We've got a jackrabbit with a gun and a coyote stealing the carrot, a bunch of jackrabbits over a dead coyote. And then a jackrabbit taking over a wastewater treatment plant.
It's beautiful.
So yeah, that is it for your this week's.
We have some comments.
J-I-A-I. To address here. Do I? Okay, yeah, go back. What do we got?
Jesse asks, do you actually work at your job?
This was all done off the clock, so thank you very much.
Okay. Kendall says we just blew the graphics budget.
And next year's.
It was free. Word, that was way better than word generated.
Zach McKinnell says he couldn't decide on a background, so he just went with a white screen and plain text.
Okay, I didn't put a whole lot of time into the title screen, okay?
Said this is definitely going to be more than 30 minutes. No. Do engineering folks not know how to use Microsoft Office? No. Okay.
What's wrong with what? I use PowerPoint. That's a Microsoft Office.
It didn't. Just because somebody hops behind the wheel of a car doesn't mean they know how to drive it.
Hey, man. It worked.
We got Y-Town here. Loves the one over the wastewater treatment plant, which is pretty great. We need to see some fancy transitions.
If I have more time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I was the only one who thought, yeah, right. This title screen, not the intro. Got it.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway.
This was.
Yes.
I mean, honestly, I think it would have been better if your whole AI spiel was just that title screen. No. J.I. We're going to call that segment J.I.
No, it's J.I.A.I. That's catchy and it's awesome. Nope. All right.
J.I.
You Dustin, can call it that, Ben.
No, I don't need a PowerPoint 101 course. All right.
Yes, he does.
What was wrong with my PowerPoint? I don't understand.
Just the first slide. The first slide looked so budget.
Like I said, I didn't put a whole lot of time into that one. I was too busy.
Put any time into
it. You could have at least copy pasted the JI logo and then put at least slanted word art AI, you know.
I was too busy generating images. All right.
That looked like if you tried to have, you told a 60-year-old farmer to make a title slide for a PowerPoint. That's what he would have come up with. And he probably would have broke something.
You guys just wait. I'm going to have the most extravagant title slide ever next time. All right. Moving on to the rest of the Valley games. We've got number 10, Southern Illinois, going to Western Illinois. And SIU is a 25.5 point favorite. I will pick again, and I will take SIU in a landslide to get back on track after losing to the Jackrabbits. Alex, what does the model say?
You didn't give a line again, but
I did again. You were 25.5.
Don't worry, I'm not. You're not the only one who doesn't listen to me.
Apparently,
my sister was calling me. Sorry.
Jeez, put the phone away.
Southern by 28.4, so they will take the dogs in this one. I agree. Big bounce back.
They're both dogs.
Oh yeah, the fancy haired dogs.
Karen dogs. Got it.
The Karen dogs. Yeah, they're gonna get back on track. That's a lot of points to score for their offense, but I think they'll be ready to roll here.
What did the model say?
28.4.
Oh, okay. Brendan, what do you got?
There's a lot of points for that offense, but they got Cox back, so I am going to take the Sock Lukies in this.
Do they? He got kind of injured in our game.
Oh, he did get dinged up, didn't he? I don't know if he's back. I don't like either. That. Not knowing that makes it difficult to make this pick now. They're one of them dogs. It's like one of them cats.
Love it. What's your pick?
A team, one of the dog teams. I don't like that. You're banking on, I'll take Southern Illinois anyways. I'll feel better about that than having to hope Western Illinois can have a pulse.
How am I supposed to gain any picks on you if you always pick the same as me?
You want me to pick first before you? I'll pick before you.
No.
Bottle last. You're last now, Alex.
All right. Sounds good. We've got Murray State going to number 12, NDSU. NDSU is favored by 32.5 in this one.
Ooh.
Brendan.
I don't like that line. No. I'm going to take Murray State to cover. They have, and for the record, this is for you, Gerlach, I never, ever pick Murray State game right. I have not picked one right yet. So if you want to make money, pick the opposite of what I'm picking. I'm going to pick Murray State. They've actually slightly looked better. They've looked slightly better. Dustin says I'm bracing to lose the cash. That's pretty much right. So they've looked slightly better. I think NDSU will be feeling themselves a little bit, looking ahead a little bit. They're still going to win, but I think Murray will keep it under 30 points.
I'm going to bank on the fact that I assume this is the first time Murray State's played at NDSU, I would assume, unless they played non-conference at some point. I think it'll be a little overwhelming for them. I think NDSU is still looking to prove a point, and so I'll take NDSU. And you're always wrong on Murray games, so I'm going to bank on that. Yep. Alex, what is the model saying?
Good strategy.
32.65, so model is going to take the Bison. I will disagree. Racers have been playing with some edge. I don't think it'll be close, but keep it closer than four scores, I guess, if you can call that close.
I like that I'm picking a lot the same as the model. However, this will be the week the model goes like 1-7. So
it's going to be great. So, Dustin, if Murray keeps it within 30, I will ask for permission next year to race their horse in a horse costume around the track.
I thought they play here next year. You have to go in 2 years.
I'll go during one of our games. As long as it's not like a really big game, I'd go just for the opportunity to do that.
Nice. Next, we've got Missouri State going to number 17, Youngstown State. And Youngstown State is favored by 8 at home. Brendan.
Youngstown State is favored by 8 over who?
Missouri State.
Missouri State.
Missouri State, only 8.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take the flightless birds on this one. I think they're going to win. Yeah, I think they'll win by 10.
The Penguins. I think I have to agree with you. I think Youngstown State's good enough to win by at least 10. Alex, what's Miles say?
Model says Penguins by 4.3. I don't know if Youngstown's still here. Might catch some flack. I do like those guys. Interact with them on Twitter quite a bit. I kind of agree with the model here. Youngstown's defense hasn't looked great. Even Jacob Clark still isn't back, but backup quarterback Jordan Pichot has been playing so good. There might be a quarterback controversy when Clark's healthy. And Missouri State has had some offensive production through the air. They've rushed for like an average of 50 yards a game, but that's where Youngstown's weak is their secondary. I think the Bears can keep it closer than 8, as does the model.
Yeah, I mean, Youngstown State's played a lot of close games this year, so we shall see. Next, we've got number 21, UNI, going to Illinois State, and UNI is favored by only half of a point over Illinois State. Brendan, what do you got?
I was reading comments again.
Sweet baby Jesus.
I paid attention this time.
UNI by a half a point over Illinois State.
It's in Normal, Illinois State. Give me Illinois State. This is going to be classic. UNI is going to drop this game, and then they're going to win out. That's what's going to happen. And give me the Redbirds, because it's going to be classic UNI.
I like Illinois State because I think they are a good team. I like their D-line. I don't think you and I can do it away from home. So I'll take Illinois State. Alex.
Model says Panthers by 2.69. So it is going to take the Panthers in this one at that half point spread. I like Illinois State to cover and then obviously win at this point with you guys too. Like you, same points you touched on, that defense is really good. We saw what we were able to do with Theo Day when we got pressure on him. I think Illinois State is capable of having a same effect.
No.
Ben, the B-Team Mafia dictator.
We are not doing that mashup. Anyway.
No, what I, so Ariel says I'm purposely not paying attention to make this go twice as long. I'm genuinely not. I want this done in 30 minutes. We're at 30 minutes, by the way.
I know.
But what I was thinking is if Ariel keeps picking these games in the comments, we should have a wives spinoff show where Beth and Ariel
right.
have to pick the games. It'll be a spinoff show. And that would be amazing.
That would be fun. I like it. Little guest pick action. Yes, Jim, I agree. End the show. 30 minutes. No, we do have to get back in here. We do have to pick the biggest game of the week for us, biggest game of the week for Missouri Valley and all of FCS. Number one SDSU going to number four USD. Reddit FCS has SDSU favored by 14.5 with a spread or with a total of 46.5.
I've talked about this. Anything over 10, I'm going to take the points in this game with USD. They get two up for this game. They get close every time we're down there. You know, and hopefully this bites me because, you know, we have the Demon Slayer team and they are fully focused. But boy, I don't know if anybody hasn't listened to the coach's show. Like, go to the end and listen to Tyler Merriam ask Jimmy about the rivalry and like, do you do anything different for the rivalry week, and are things more intense, or like, how's that go? And it was just a long pause, and then, what do you think? And like, you could hear the intensity there. It's like, oh shit, this is awesome. Anyways, Corey Mensch is probably right. We don't want to get into a ratings battle with the ladies.
Probably not.
Anyways. That's my pick. I'm going to take the mangy mutts to cover.
Jim Poppin says 27-23 good guys. The Rev says taking the points, but SDSU to win barely. I'm going to go opposite here. I think SDSU is going to be looking to prove a point. I think Jimmy absolutely hates USD, and I love it so much. And I think they're going to have a bad taste in their mouth from the Hail Mary. Like, if a little bad taste in their mouth from only win by 7 last week. I think we go out and we stomp on their dreams and we win by 70. Alex, what does the model say?
Model says good guys 16.43, so it will take the good guys.
There we go.
That's 13.5 stuff. I'll do it. I think what this comes down to is cliche, but turnovers and red zone play on both sides of the ball. They struggle to drive the football. I previewed that a little bit earlier. 59% of their scoring drives the series before or on the play itself set up by an explosive play. So you make them drive the length of the field, they're going to settle for field goals. They are very good in the red zone defensively. I mean, that I've said it before, that defense is hellacious. That is full of studs. But our offense is very good in the red zone. So if we make them settle for field goals, we don't settle for field goals, we could win this by 2 scores. And I hope we do.
I want vengeance for the Hail Mary for a couple of reasons. Number one, I was there and that sucked. Number two, my face is still on that stupid goddamn replay from Midco. Number three, that was my birthday. I need Mark and the Funky Bunch to do some vengeance for me.
And then the USD Barstool account comes out and posts a video
featuring them burning my flag.
Featuring none other than the Brendan's flag that they stole.
Got stolen and burned on that game.
And broke your flagpole.
I'm not going to complain about it because I'm not a bitch like a USD fan. But they're so...
They're tough.
You're showing so much restraint here.
You ain't got nothing to say. Don't say it at all.
All right. We need to get out of here. It's 35 minutes. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Let's hope our picks go better this week. As always, Go big. Go blue.
Go blue.
Go Jacks.
We hope you've enjoyed this podcast. We would also like to once again thank our sponsors, the Kubota Dealers of South Dakota, Culver's of Brookings and Watertown, Jackrabbit Central, and Colby Sports Bar and Grill. And as always, Go Jacks.